Here's his Goodbye, Mr. A. And now it's time for Scott's Loose Lips on Radio 1. Everyone's got one, a friend that just can't keep it to themselves when you tell them a secret. Right, so far we've found out that boys don't blab, so we're talking to two more blokes today. Let's meet Jordan, who has a big old blab mouth as a friend. Here he is, it's Jordan.
Hiya, Scott.
Right, who's the person with loose lips then? Who's the mate who's a gossip?
Right, it's Rick Walker. He can't keep anything to himself. He even rings me up during the week for a gossip.
I like it that there's more boys on this now, because everyone was saying, oh, it's all going to be girls. It's not at all.
No, no, and I mean, thing is, he's only 17 and he likes to ring up, and he's like an old woman. He'll ring me up every Wednesday night after work and he'll want the gossip.
Well, he phones you on purpose just to go, right, what do you know?
Yeah, he'll ring me up and I'll go, what are you ringing me for? And he'll go, I'm just ringing for an actor, because Coronation Street's finished, so we'll be speaking for about half an hour.
And you just feed him information?
Yeah, and he tells me everything, yeah.
Give me an example of something that he's not been able to keep to himself.
Well, I first lost my virginity ages ago, yeah. He didn't keep it secret. He told almost everyone.
Ages ago?
Yeah, well, not ages ago, about a couple of years ago.
Right.
We're not going into that, all right?
All right.
And then, but the thing is, because he didn't believe me, he asked the girl. He actually rung her up and asked her to see if it was true.
Oh, my God.
That is bad, isn't it?
And he told everybody?
Yeah.
But you're still mates with him?
Yeah, still mates.
Yeah, you just know what he's like.
Yeah, everyone knows what he's like, yeah. He tells us. He sometimes even makes stories up. Oh, here's another one, right? Right, my mum got a boobs done, yeah?
Yes.
Right, and he told everybody, and I mean everybody at school, and I got absolutely ripped by everyone, and even the teacher told me about it.
Oh, no. When was that?
Mum, when did you get your boobs done? Mum, last year, about this time last year.
Good. All right, and he told everyone.
Yeah.
All right then, Jordan, what lie are we going to tell then?
I'm going to tell Rick that one of my mates tried getting off with me.
Excellent news. All right, are you ready to call Rick then?
Yeah.
How brilliant is Jordan?
Oh, dear.
Mum, when did you get your boobs done? Mum. Last year, about this time, yeah.
Right, so Rick has told everyone everything about people's mums having boobs done, about people getting off with each other. So, this is what happened when Jordan called Rick the gossip with some made-up juicy bit of information.
Hello?
Right, Rick, it's Jordan, just there.
Hey, hi, Dingo.
Are you at college?
Yeah. Why,
how
are you?
I was just ringing for a natter. I didn't really speak that weekend.
Go on, I'm on my break.
Oh, yeah. I only spoke to you briefly about Tuesday night, didn't I?
Yeah.
Do you know, well, you know Anna, don't you?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, what do you call it? She, like, came up to me and started getting, flirty and what have you.
Yeah.
I'd got off with each other.
Seriously?
Yeah. I know. And I was like, it's bad that, innit, because it's Scott's missus, but... And she was, like, following me everywhere. And then, like, we ended up getting off each other, and then I cut it off. And then went to the toilet. And then, like, I was hiding in there for about half an hour.
Were you crying?
No!
Yeah, you were.
Oh, well, why would I be crying? I weren't crying, but I was... Like, I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. And then the rest of the night was really awkward. It was really awkward. So...
Yeah.
I just kept getting down all night and I was quiet. You can't stay out anyway.
What, to Scott?
Yeah, but don't...
I think you should tell him that.
No, I'm not telling him. I can't. Oh, I'm going to have to go anyway because they're getting fussy with me at college.
Right, then, fair enough.
Right.
I'll see in a bit then.
Hey, Rick, don't say anything.
Right, I promise.
Nice one. I'll see you in a bit, bud. I'll give you a ring later. Bye.
Right, but...
Right, so that was...
that was the most pathetic I promise ever at the end of that.
That was Jordan telling Rick the blabbermouth not to say anything. People in the text absolutely love Jordan. Awesome. Give him a job.
Lots of people want, Mum, when did you get your boobs done as a ringtone?
That would be quite good, I think.
Mum, when did you get your boobs done?
Right, so what do you reckon? Is Rick the gossip going to spill the beans?
Yeah, I would say, just on the basis of how pathetic the I promise was, yes, definitely.
You think, yeah?
No doubt about it.
And how long do you think it's going to take? Because we get another one of their friends, Adam, to call him up now and see if he knows anything.
I'll go for 17 seconds.
The record so far, I think, is about 20 seconds. So
I think she was 22, wasn't she, that
22.
Becky?
So here's what happened when their other friend, Adam, calls up Rick the gossip and sees what he knows.
Hi, Rick.
Alright.
Hi, how are you?
I'm alright. Who's this?
It's Adam.
Adam Bailey.
Hi. What are you doing on Friday?
Why?
Alright,
I'm just wondering. I don't know.
I was trying to speak to Jordan before and he sounded off. Have you spoken to him today?
Yeah, just before, why?
I don't know. Well, I was speaking to him and asking him, like, what he thought about when he was around at mine on Saturday. If he had a good time and stuff, and he didn't say... He said, yeah, it was good, but I think something happened, you know?
I'm not supposed to say it.
Well, go on, Rick. Has he spoken to you about something?
Yeah, you'll probably find that anyway, so I'm not going to tell you. But, I had to try it home with him or something.
Really?
Don't say that, though.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know, just like trying to arm with him or something.
Alright.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that though.
Alright. On Saturday night?
Yeah, do you not think we should tell Scott though?
No. Alright, well, I've got to go.
Alright.
I'll see you later then.
See you in a bit.
I'll speak to you later, bye.
All right, I've got to go now. I've got the gossip off you. Bye.
I'm not supposed to say anything, but
not supposed to say. However, listen to his voice. He knows he shouldn't, but he can't help himself.
I think something happened. You know.
I don't know. I'm not supposed to say it.
Well, go on, Rick. Has he spoken to you about something?
Yeah, like, you'll probably find that anyway. So I'm not going to tell you, but. I'm
gonna
try it
home
with him or something.
There it is.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.